So now I'm ready to woke in. I am joined by Tracy Blanford. We've spoken many times before, Tracy. It's that time of year again. It's come around quick, hasn't it? Festival of Lights happening on Saturday. What have you got planned for us, Tracy, on Saturday?
Oh, thanks for having me, John. I love speaking to you and updating everyone what we're doing here in Walton. So the Festival of Light is an all-day event in Walton Town Centre. We work closely with traders on the high street and the shopping centre of the heart. And we bring in local small businesses as well for Christmas gifting and lovely artisan market that we create. So ideal for Christmas shopping, stocking fillers. There's lots of sweets and treats that are on the market. So that it takes place all day between 11 and 7. And it's a really nice way to kick off the Christmas shopping season. As part of the wider Festival of Light, we have performances in the Heart Plaza on the stage where we have local school choirs, we have external adult choirs and amateur dramatic groups. So we have a couple of groups that will be performing their Christmas productions at the Playhouse later in November and in December. So it's really great to give the town a taste of, you know, those performances. We have the Amateur Operatic Society doing White Christmas, and we have Drama Cube Productions. They're doing lots of festive singing and some of their performances that they will be doing in December.
So an all-day event, lots happening in the town centre. You mentioned, you know, the market stalls, entertainment, and then this is all building up to the main event in the evening, and this is the light procession, which is just brilliant. And, you know, it's something you have to see. I think it's just brilliant everywhere.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we work so hard. We have Imogen Andrews, who used to be a resident in Walton, and she's a local artist. She still runs art clubs in Elmbridge. She still gets heavily involved in, you know, events and art displays at the Riverhouse Barn. And she has been funded part by the bid to make the builds for us, but also the RC Sheriff Trust, who really do support the arts. They funded her to run workshops with the primary schools, with a group at Walton Lee who always get involved in the procession. And as again we introduced last year, she's running some workshops. One's actually tomorrow night. I'm going to go along. They're going to be building lanterns for the Elmbridge Can charity, who support, you know, refugees who are based here in Elmbridge from fleeing from Ukraine and Afghanistan, etc. And they really love to be in that procession. And so, you know, there's over 200, you know, people. And we've got, you know, as I say, a couple of my light up entertainers being in the procession. And this year we've actually gone with a bird theme for the builds that Imogen has created as those centerpieces for the procession.
Actually, as darkness descends on Walton on Thames and that procession gets underway, it's just such a spectacle, and it's just, you know, everyone's just amazed and inspired by it. It does,
and it has a real momentum to it. The front of the procession is led by the Oatlands Pipe Band, and so everybody can hear the procession coming. It doesn't matter where you go on the route, you can hear the Oatlands Pipe Band coming. You'll see the big build at the beginning, and then the smaller lanterns that have been made by the community. And then we sort of break in the middle of the procession, and then the third Molesey Scout Band play. And that's because we now separate the procession. One goes the whole loop back into the plaza to the stage for the switch on there. But because it's got such a big event and so popular for health and safety, we've then had to break off, and the back of the procession stops at the bottom of the high street. And we've now got our town centre tree, which is near the War Memorial, and the Molesey Band. They control the back end of the parade for us. And we've got those people that then watch that town centre tree, you know, switch on. So it's really great, and it's nice to have changed it a little bit to have two centres so that, you know, different groups can watch and be part of the event. You know, we'd love the town to be busy specifically, you know, from 4 o'clock, but the procession itself is due to kick off about 5:15. We don't have a premises for a giving grotto this year, which I know the community absolutely loved last year, absolutely got through. It's because the couple of the empties that are on the high street, they're no longer insured or have any utility, so it's not safe for
Okay.
me to create such a grotto. But what we are doing is James Neave, who are a fabulous community estate agent on the high street, number 38, they already have a donation centre box all year round for the food bank. So we are actively encouraging people to bring along Christmas hamper items for the food bank or their advent calendar campaign and bring them on the day of Festival Light or the whole of December to James Neave. And also, Rent Start is our charity in Walton that supports those people facing homelessness or moving on from homelessness. And they have an office 55 High Street. So we are supporting their winter campaign. And very much that is looking for those who are fortunate enough who can donate to their work.
This is the real spirit of Christmas, isn't it? What is brilliant about Walton is the number of independent businesses. I know we have Small Business Saturday coming up, which our council getting behind this by offering free parking, and that's a brilliant thing. I think that's going to encourage people maybe to come in if they haven't got to pay for parking for that day to discover just what's on their doorstep.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Small Business Saturday is the 2nd of December. So it's the week after the Festival of Light. You know, it really does, you know, embed, especially perhaps after payday, you know, Christmas shopping, coming out into your town centres. And so, yes, the Elmbridge Borough Council car parks, you know, in the town centre and at the halfway will be free for the whole of that day. And we really do want to encourage people to come in. We have a big car park at Druitt's Court. So now is the time to get those bargains and you know, not shop online, but come and support your local town centre. And it's also, you know, that we, you know, people come together, you know, get into the festive spirit. You know, the lights will be on, the town centre will be looking at its best as it can be in that festive way. You know, and there's lots and lots of independent places to eat and drink as well, which, you know, for Walton, you know, hospitality and leisure, they really are coming to, you know, to the fore. And so there's plenty of places to try.
Brilliant. So it sounds like there's a lot happening, as always in Walton on Thames, and brilliant work that you're doing. So in terms of a Festival of Light, how do we find out more? I mean, just turn up to the centre of Walton, but I mean, if you want to find out more information, how do we find you on social media and everything else?
Yeah. Oh, thank you, John. Yeah, give a plug to have a look. So on the Love Walton website, which is lovewalton.co.uk, it's /Christmas 23. But if you go to our news page, there's a link there, and each part of the event, the market, the entertainment, the procession, they've got a page each which you can look at the full detail about that. You can follow the Festival of Light on Facebook and on X, which was Twitter, by its WOT or Fest of Light, because obviously it's limited by characters. So what Fest of Light? And then generally on Instagram as well, that is through the We Love Walton handle. So We Love Walton and What Festival of Light. I'm doing duplicate posts in both of those to try and reach our audiences. But the website is that main page where you will see, you know, each
So
element.
I'm going to put you on the spot now. Have you got a favourite Christmas song? A song which you just makes you instantly feel Christmassy?
It goes back from when I used to be at university, and it's Driving Home for Christmas. I absolutely love that tune. It makes you feel about going home to your community, going home to see with your family and everything. Obviously, my family now, I'm based in Walton, have been since 97. So I'm waiting for my son to come back from university this Christmas. So, you know, that Driving Home for Christmas, it always does make me feel, and I love listening to it on the radio because there's always people that are going somewhere to visit someone, aren't they?
Tracy, thank you for telling us about what you're doing, Walton Festival Lights, Small Business Saturday, everything else that's going on. And, you know, best of luck with it all. It will be amazing, I know. And I'm going to hopefully put down as well myself.
Oh, thank you, John. Yeah, you do. You're a massive supporter coming down to our events. So, you know, come and find me, you know, dashing up and down the high street, you know, on Saturday. It would be lovely to see you. And I look forward to welcoming the whole community to the event on Saturday.